Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Moving of the Spirit. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Go to Acts 1, please. Verse 8. What does it say? But you shall receive
power.
What?
Power.
Intellectual ability.
Power.
Huh?
Power.
Oh, that ought to be something people can see in our lives. And people that refuse the infilling of the Spirit, they ought to be able, without us preaching at them or quoting scriptures to them, they ought to see a difference in more power in our life. That's the difference. Power. Somebody say power.
Power.
I like just saying it. Power. 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 What did the Lord say? You shall receive
power.
Oh, glory to God. It's power to preach. It's power to pray. Hallelujah. It's power to solve your problems. Power to get wealth. Hallelujah. Power to be healed. Power. 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 Woo. We ought to be experiencing some. Power. Power. You shall receive power when? After that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Does that sound familiar? Huh? The Spirit of God was moving upon, up on the face of the deep. That's where the darkness was upon the face of. And the Spirit of God is moving upon the face of. And He says, you're going to receive some power. After the Holy Ghost has come in you? No. He's in you in the new birth. Scripture says, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. Everybody born again is born of the Spirit and has the Spirit in them. But this is another thing. The Spirit coming upon you in power. This is not to be born again. This is for power. This is not to wash your sins away. This is for
power.
Power. We're supposed to be powerful.
Yes.
Powerful. Not wimpy, not weak, not whiny babies. Powerful. And I'm not talking about being pushy and arrogant. I'm talking about being powerful. Even when you speak in soft tones, it ought to be power. The power of love. The power of faith. Can you say amen? You'll receive power after the Holy Ghost has come up on you. And you'll be what?
Witnesses.
Not you'll go witnessing once in a while. You'll be one. Everywhere you are, all the time. Why? Why will you be such a witness? Come on, there's power in your life. And people can look at you and go, that's beyond them. That's something more than wit. Huh? That's something more than Kim. That's something beyond them. What was it? It was God. The power of the Holy Spirit in your life. Everywhere you are, everything you do. Now notice, the Spirit, the Holy Spirit coming, how? Hear that. Keep that in mind. Coming upon you. Now, this is not a completely new thing. It is a new thing in one way, but in another sense, it's not like this has never happened before. The Spirit of God had come on people. There's a sense in which it is new, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But go back with me, please, now. I'm going to take you through some scriptures. Have you got time? Can you stay with me? Go back to the book of Numbers. We're going to turn from place to place for a little bit, and let me show you some examples of the Spirit of God coming upon people, coming on people. And why would the Lord talk to us about this? Getting us ready. Stirring us up. Getting us ready to not be surprised, not be shocked when He comes on us. When He moves on us. Why do we have this series anyway? Whoever heard of camping out for weeks about the moving of the Spirit and then not having any? No. Perish the thought. No, it's not like the Spirit of God's never moved around here. He's moving. Every time you hear a testimony, He moved. We wouldn't have a service worth coming to if He didn't move. He's moving. He's been moving. Oh, but He can move more. He can move bigger. He can move more often and stronger in other ways. Yeah. Numbers 11, are you there? If you want to learn about how the Spirit's going to move, then you study how He has moved. Right? You become familiar. How has He moved in the past? Numbers 11:16. The Lord said to Moses, now this was quite a while back, gather me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them to the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. Did you notice it said people you know to be this? The Scripture in the New Testament talks about before people are put in a helps position, let them first be proven. Why? So that you know them. You know their character. There are a number of people running around, and they think just because you pop up and tell them, I'm a this or that, that they're supposed to have a place all at once. No. It would be remiss on leaders' part to put in unknown people. You see, pastors make mistakes here a lot of times because somebody is known in the entertainment world. Did you hear me? Maybe they're a famous model or actor or a musician or a politician, and they come to church and they got saved, supposed to got saved 2 days ago. Next thing you know, they're in front of everybody. They have a leadership position. That's not right. I said, that's not okay. Because people are supposed to be proven. Spiritually proven, that they demonstrate some faith, some faithfulness, some integrity, right? Truthfulness and spiritual virtues and fruit of the Spirit. And so he said, people you know, but what's he picking them for? Verse 17, I will come down after you pick these men, and I'm going to talk with you there, and I will take of the Spirit, which is what?
Upon you.
Notice the language is very specific. The Spirit which is upon you. Now, people couldn't even be born again back in these days. He didn't say the Spirit within you. This is the anointing upon him that equips him to do this supernatural job that God's called him to do. He said, I will take of the Spirit which is upon you, and put it upon them. Actually, it's in italics. We know the Holy Spirit's Him. And they'll bear the burden of the people with you, that you bear it not yourself alone. I'm going to take of the Spirit upon you and put upon them. Now skip down a few verses. Verse 24. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and gathered the 70 men of the elders of the people and set them round about the tabernacle. And the Lord came down in a cloud. Is the Spirit moving? Oh, yeah. Can He still move like that today? Has He lost any of His moves? Can He move like He used to? Are you kidding? Has He lost any of His power? We're living in the last days, friends. We're supposed to be seeing the biggest things, the best things, the greatest things any generation, any people's ever seen. Right? We got to prepare ourselves. God's ready to move in some big ways. And we don't want to be shocked. And we don't want to be scared. We want to respond. Other people may go, whoo, 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 whoo. We go, hey, it's just God, relax, relax. It's God. And if they faint and fall out when they wake up, we go, hey, it's just God. Sit down, relax. It's God. Yeah. Hey, but I ain't never seen it. I know you ain't, but it's God. Shush, hush. He's talking. Listen. He's moving. Let him move. Yeah. Right? Yeah. He came in the cloud. How many would say, Lord, manifest yourself in this place, anytime, any way? We yield to you. This is your place. Any way you want to move, anytime, we invite you, Holy Spirit. The Lord came down in a cloud, and He spoke to Moses, and He took of the Spirit that was upon him and gave to the 70 elders. And it came to pass when the Spirit, what? What? Rested upon them. Could they tell it? Huh? Did they know it? When He came on them? They began to prophesy. Now you'll see this again and again. The Spirit coming on people and people prophesying should be just as normal and natural as you and I eating breakfast or supper. Should be just as normal and natural as breathing and walking. The Spirit of God moves on people and they prophesy. Now that doesn't necessarily mean you predict the future. See, people are ignorant about what prophecy even is. A Christian, just a Spirit-filled person, might get up and prophesy, and a prophet might get up behind them and prophesy, and they're both prophecy, but you could tell a big difference between the two. One of them would have elements in it that the other one didn't. Simple prophecy, like 1 Corinthians talks about, is speaking unto men for edification, exhortation, and comfort. It builds you up, it encourages you, it comforts you, but there's not necessarily revelation of past or future or the plan of God. It's encouraging. It's edifying, encouraging, comforting. But a prophet might prophesy, and in it could be word of knowledge, which would have to do with knowing things that nobody else would know except God. And then word of wisdom, revelation of the future, and unfolding of the plan of God. Both of them are called prophecy, but they have different elements in them. And there are different degrees and levels of prophecy. You know that. There's different levels of praying. I mean, there's praying and then there's power. Praying and there's greater power, right? I mean, there's difference in preaching. Different levels of anointing and power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Moving of the Spirit, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, June 3rd, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God, God who gives me